So, I was edging and listening to a ramble fap of one of my favorite people. Wink, wink. And I decided to do my own because aside from that rape one, I honestly don't think I've done any. So I figured, why not? So, I've been fapping to a lot of really gross shit lately. I mean, what's new, right? Honestly, I might not have a clit soon from how much I've been using my Hitachi, but luckily for me, I'll be going on no touch in a while for like 3 weeks and then not coming for another 50 days or so. So, you know, that's fun. I've recently been way more interested in, well, a lot of things. But age gap stuff. Just like thinking about older men. I mean, I'm not so picky about age, but 30s, 40s, 50s. I'm just a bigger, older man doing things to me, using me, hurting me. Making me his little girl. And I mean, the longer I go without coming, I'd be even interested in, younger age play. But that's embarrassing. And I don't think about it often because I feel embarrassed. But, also, I'm not so picky about body types either. As long as you're not like Auschwitz mode or like on my 600 pound life and morbidly obese. So like average, chubby, fit, whatever. But like chubby and bear mode dudes, like fucking I've been watching a lot of stuff lately of guys like that. Even if they're just using toys on themselves. I just want a guy that's a lot bigger than me that pinned me down and I can't get up because of his weight. I'm just feeling that. Oh, fuck. I really want someone to tease me with their tongue down there. Tie me down and tease my pussy and clit with your tongue for hours. You know, if you're into that sort of thing, it doesn't have to be the whole time. I'm rambling in a ramble fap. But just tease me and then fuck me. Rape me. Lock me up after. I'd be so willing. Always on my knees to serve you. And you're so much bigger than me. You'd do anything you wanted to me. Make me feel good or hurt me. Rent me out to your friends, or maybe rent me out to a bar to be used as a fleshlight or urinal. And tie me up and torture me. And tease me in over and over. Tickle me till I can't take it. You could beat me until I'm black and blue. Shove needles through my nipples and clit. Shock me with a cattle prod. I swear I wasn't into this shit before I started denial. Like, I'd see needles and stuff and be like, no, that's scary. And now I've actually shoved needles through my nipples and shit, and it's like, I've only done it once, but I could do it again. I don't think I could do it to myself on my clit, though a certain someone thinks otherwise. But, you know, we'll see. But if someone tied me down, well, I wouldn't be able to stop them, would I? And you know who you are. Wink, wink. Ugh, I'm thirsty. Another thing I've noticed with my denial is that I've become kind of, sadistic. Like, before I was like, oh, I could never hurt someone or be dumb, and I could never torture a guy's cock and make him scream and cry. Goodness, no. I am a sweetheart. And now it's like, I want to make a guy cry. And I've realized I could be with anyone size-wise. Like, even if the guy had a really small penis, it might change the dynamic, but I wouldn't mind it. It'd be kind of hot. Because small little dicks look so fun to tease. God. Just want to lock one up. Never let him come. Just tease and edge him all the time. Tell him, oh yeah, you can fuck my face. But his cock barely even goes in my mouth, and I just tease it and swirl it with my tongue. And if I wanted to make him come, I could torture him. I could hold him around the waist and just keep teasing and licking his cock while he screams and tries to get away. Flicking my tongue against the head. I've been really into tickling lately. So it's like the idea of tying up a guy and like tickling him. Armpits, stomach, feet, and his cock. God, just doing little spider tickles on his balls and teasing his shaft with a feather till it's leaking. Not letting him come. But for all I know, that could be, what's it called when I want it done to myself? Because I kind of want it done to myself, just tied up and tickled and edged for hours until I piss myself and I go absolutely fucking nuts. And then just lock me up in a chastity belt afterwards so I can writhe and claw against it. Begging to come, anything to come, please. I just need to come. And then you don't let me come. You just push me down and fuck my ass. Maybe tell me. And you can come for me and all you're allowed to come. And I'm sure if I was denied long enough, I could. Maybe right when I was coming for the first time in several months from anal, you'd pull out and ruin it. Oops. I didn't know. I was just pulling out for a moment. I guess we have to start over. I'm scared one day I'm just gonna fap to, like, being murdered. Like, I'll put out an ad on Craigslist and, like, hey, rape and murder me. This is all I can get off to now. Because I haven't come in, 3 fucking months. Wow, I really turned this ramble fap into a ramble fap. God. Be tortured and kept to someone's butt. So easy used and hurt and denied. Always kept in chastity if they're not teasing me. God, Lord knows how lewd I'd become. How willing I'd be to do anything. Because The longer I'm denied, the more my limits disappear. Because I definitely had more limits on my kink list before this all started. Less and less red, more blue and green. More likes and favorites. Becoming such a fucking pervert. I can't even go to work without thinking of people there. Of imagining just walking out to the parking lot and them grabbing me. Or shoving me into the bathroom when no one else is in there. It's doing horrible things to me. Taking me to their house and turning me into their little slave. Using me for their pleasure. Fucking my face. Tying me up and sitting on my face so I tongue fuck them. And if I don't do a good enough job, they won't let me breathe. I'd have to go so deep. And if they did anything else to me, they'd just squirt everywhere. Maybe they're suffocating me with their ass. I'm beating my cunt and I just squirt. They call me a fucking pervert. Disgusting fucking whore. Fucking filthy. Not even worth anything. Only to be used as a cock sleeve, a cum dump, a urinal, pin cushion. Their little pain puppet. Just me to be used and hurt. That's all I'm good for. And every time they'd hurt me, they'd notice how wet I was. And rub it more into my face. You're getting off to this. You're getting off to I'm embarrassed. Getting off to me torturing. You're so fucking pathetic. This is what you were made for. And it was what I was made for. I wonder if it used my Hitachi enough if I'd just never be able to come. The more I use it. Because I'm surprised I haven't burned out the motor yet, because I've already burned two other ones out. And I'm really lucky I'm going on no touch somewhat soon, because I'm sure my body could use the break, and by then I should have some toys to stretch my ass out with, and I can just fuck my ass for 3 weeks. I've always been mildly interested in anal only, especially since I read. Some girls say that it's even better. And how fun would that be to find out? I would just have to ignore my pathetic, throbbing cunt. Just focus on my ass until it's all I thought about. I'd love if I didn't have the choice. Okay, torture, older, chubby dudes, tickling, male face-sitting, CBT, and small penis humiliation. I think I've covered, like, everything I've been edging to for the last couple weeks. In denial, naturally. That's kind of my thing at this point. Yeah. I covered everything else in the rape one since... You know. Okay. That's a wrap.